where around the world, Seventh-day Adventists are already being confronted with these end-time tests. And when everything is taken away from you, and every human support is removed, and the ground is still shaking, you must have an experience with the Lord and confidence in His Word, or you're not going to stand. There was a brother down there that I've been to their ministry, that spot, maybe 5 times, and there was a brother every time I was there presenting my message. He was always on the front bench every time. And he'd always give me money, and if he didn't have money, he'd ask me to buy him Spirit of Prophecy books in the United States and send them back, because he was just in love with the Spirit of Prophecy, and he amened everything I said prophetically, and he was just on fire for this message. But he lived in the city, and when the earthquake came, his house came down around him. And he, at that point, determined that the only way he could continue to support his family was through the aid that was coming from the government. And he didn't want to miss when the government was coming around checking on people to give him the government handout, so he chose to stay home on Sabbath and wait for the government to come. And he's lost his experience from that test. And he was the most vocal professor of the support of that message out of the people that would show up at every one of those meetings. He turned away from the Sabbath right then and there. You know what I'm talking about? We have perilous times before us, and we've been forewarned. Page 12, Testimonies, Volume 8, page 27. The world is a theater. The actors, its inhabitants, are preparing to act their part in the last great drama. With the great masses of mankind, there is no unity except as men confederate to accomplish their selfish purposes. Brothers and sisters, one of the main themes of end-time prophecy is this confederacy that takes place in the world between the nations. And 2 days ago, or yesterday, I looked over the shoulder of somebody in front of me that was reading the newspaper, so some of you may have seen this. And the newspaper headline was praising, I forget the exact words, but they were praising the unity that existed between the United Nations forces. The armies of the world are now coming together to be the policemen of the world, and everybody's saying, amen, they're working together so good. Well, this spirit of confederacy is one of the stories of the end of the world. If Satan's going to control the world, he's going to bring his police force together into unity in advance, and it's happening. It's happening. If nothing else, these places where the United Nations is going in to solve these problems around the world, if nothing else, it's building a working relationship from the different nations that are contributing to these efforts. And this is part of prophecy.